Getting your eyes checked, well, it's something we should be doing on a regular basis because it could prevent you losing your sight, it could show up other issues that you may not necessarily know about. It's always a good thing to do, especially if you operate machinery or you need a license to drive or to fly. There's all sorts of reasons for making sure you get your eyes checked regularly. Now, Fiona Powell is with us from RNIB to talk a little bit more about this. But Fiona, are we bad at getting our eyes checked?
Well, that's a very good question. Some people are very, very good at getting their eyes tested, particularly if they already wear glasses, so they get reminders and they're on top of it. And other people are quite bad at getting their eyes tested, particularly if they don't feel there's anything wrong with their vision. They sort of treat it as though, well, I'm not feeling unwell, so I don't go to my doctor. I don't think there's anything wrong with my eyes, so I don't go and see the optician. But in fact, everyone should be going regularly to have their eyes tested.
So unless we're told otherwise, we should be going at least every 2 years just to make sure everything is okay. Is there a charge for getting your eyes checked?
There may well be a charge for having the eyes checked. It depends where you are. It depends on how old you are. It may depend on other eye conditions that you already have. So, for example, if you live in Scotland and you have your eyes tested in Scotland, then it's free for everybody. If you live in the rest of the UK, there may well be a charge for your test unless you are exempt. And you can find out about your exemption entitlement from the website NHS Choices if you have access to that, or you could speak to your own optician about it. So for example, if you're a child under 16 or if you're over 60, if you've already got a condition called diabetes or glaucoma, for example, you'll be entitled to have a free sight test. There are other criteria as well. There are some income-based tests as well. So have a chat with your optician to find out whether you have to pay or whether you're entitled to have a free check.
And the eye check itself, what kind of things happen now? Because they are more detailed and we're using more technology to make sure our eyes are okay.
Absolutely. Well, at the eye test, you'll be asked several questions about the history of your vision, how well you can see, what you think might be happening, are there any problems that you're having. General health questions you'll be asked as well, just to get a general picture of how things are for you. So that's normally taken as a history and a symptoms session at the beginning of your test. And then obviously you'll be checked for the level of sight that you have. You'll be asked to read down a letter chart and see how small the letters are you can see. You'll be asked to assess whether you are aware of things in the out of the corner of your eye. They call that a field test. So you may well have to look at a device where little lights are flashed at you and you press a button whenever you see a light flashing. And that's to check your more peripheral vision, not so much your straight ahead vision, which is the letter chart. If you're older as well, sort of adult age, you may well have the puff of air test lots of people talk about, where they check the pressure in your eyes, and that's checking for an eye condition called glaucoma. You may well have things like colour vision checked and the way that your eyes work together as a team, so checking your binocular vision. There's all sorts of things that can be done. And you mentioned more high-tech equipment. Lots of opticians now are using some of the equipment that's used in hospitals to really look in detail at the retina at the back of the eye, where all the detail is seen, if you like, and picked up to send back to the brain. So, you know, you may think that this is all a lot of high-tech stuff, but there's a reason why you're being offered those tests. It can give an awful lot of information about your eye health.
Now, we talk about checks because if we were to take glaucoma as an example, you know, that's something that if caught early enough is treatable, and if not, could lead to irreversible sight loss.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. So in the case of glaucoma, we've talked about the puff of air test. There's two other things that the optician will have a look at. They'll have a look, as I said, at the field test, where you're looking at little lights flashing, because glaucoma affects your more peripheral vision first. Doesn't affect your central vision first, which is why you could have glaucoma and not know it. This is why it's so important to have regular eye tests, particularly if it's in your family and you are 40 years of age and over. You're entitled to that free test because the risk goes up. They will check the pressure in your eyes, they will check your peripheral vision, and also they'll be looking at the back of your eye to see what the optic nerve looks like. That's the nerve that takes all the information from the eye back to the brain to be processed so that you can see, and it's that that's damaged in glaucoma. So all those things will be checked for that particular eye condition anyway, to see whether or not you have it or not.
Can the eye check then show up other issues apart from just sight loss?
Yes, it can. In extreme cases of blood pressure issues, there'll be changes to the blood vessels. The eye is the only part of the body where you can actually view the blood vessels without opening you up and giving you an operation. So it's very, very useful to have a look into the eye to see the blood vessels. It gives an indication of what's going on everywhere. It may be even that diabetes can be picked up from an eye test. Diabetes can change the eyes in many ways. It can change the blood vessels at the back of the eye, but it can also make your prescription change. Your vision can fluctuate if your diabetes is not controlled. So that's another condition, general health condition, that can be picked up from having a sight test.
So really, apart from what we'd expect, the optician is giving us information on, you know, perhaps prescriptions we need for glasses or contact lenses, they can advise more as well.
Absolutely, yes. Opticians are quite often seen as high street sellers of glasses, and that could well be one of the reasons why some people resist going to see their optician, because they think they're going to end up with a hard sell of being sold something that they may think they don't need. But in actual fact, opticians are trained in eye health. That's part of their training right from the word go. They're trained to detect things. They can't formally diagnose. That's the job of the ophthalmologist or eye doctor at the hospital eye clinic. But they can detect eye conditions. And if they feel that you need to be seen at the hospital by the doctor who can make that formal diagnosis and can then formulate a treatment plan for you, they will refer you on. So they are the first point of call, really, for eye health and referral into the hospital system if they feel you need further treatments.
I was looking at an article this week, Fiona, relating to the driving licence, and it was actually from DVLA, talking about the amount of licences that they are having to withdraw from people because they're driving with such bad eyesight, and much of that seems to be down to not having their eyes checked.
Absolutely. Again, people sometimes have changes in their vision that change very, very slowly over time, so they don't actually notice the difference. And it's only when you go to see the optician who's got the record from before who can tell you whether your eyes have changed. But also there is a driving standard which you have to pass anyway. You have to be able to get so far down that letter chart, and you have to have a certain amount of awareness vision, that peripheral vision we talked about, where you can see things either side of you and out of the corner of your eye. So that can be checked by the optician. If you have an eye condition that affects both of your eyes, that can potentially change your vision. You have a duty to report that to the DVLA. But I would always say that if ever you have an eye condition and you're uncertain about where you stand with driving, always ask, first of all, the optician, but if you're under the care of an ophthalmologist in an eye clinic, always ask for their advice and guidance on this first. They will tell you what you need to do. If you do have to tell the DVLA about any vision changes or an eye condition that could potentially affect your vision but hasn't yet, the DVLA will want certain tests to be done. If you still meet the standard for driving, it means that you can still drive. So just by telling the DVLA doesn't mean that you are going to lose your license. But again, you'll be advised by your ophthalmologist about this. If it's felt that you don't meet the standard, then yes, changes will be made and licenses could be revoked. But get advice from the ophthalmologist if you're under their care.
And just to reiterate again, you know, some of the conditions that could cause someone to lose their license could be prevented if they have regular eye checks and receive treatment beforehand, you know, because, you know, driving licenses aren't just for getting around socially, it can be people's livelihoods as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the sooner you get something picked up and detected, if a treatment is available for that, and there usually is, then the sooner you have that treatment, the more likely you are possibly to reverse the problem in some cases, or to maintain the vision from getting worse. So you can't actually cure, for example, glaucoma, but you can try to slow down the progression and halt the changes. So, you know, it's important. It obviously relates to what eye condition you have, but it's important. The sooner you detect something, the sooner you're offered treatment, the better the outcome generally. So the more likely you are to be able to carry on driving. So go get your eyes tested, and then you'll know exactly where you stand.
Now, if people were to get a diagnosis that perhaps said to them, you do have an issue with your sight, you know, it could be serious, it may be treatable. Is there help from RNIB at that stage?
Sure, because if you talk to the helpline, they can put you in touch with the advisors in the advice service. They can talk you through any concessions that you may be allowed to have. So first of all, talk to your family and friends about, you know, if you're not able to drive anymore, is there any help that you can source locally from your own bank of family and your friends? But then, depending on where you live as well, there may be certain concessions. I know in London there are help with getting about, passes for public transport, taxi passes and sort of helps like that. But to get the absolute specifics, if you want to talk to the RNIB advice service through the helpline, then you'll be able to find out exactly what's available for you. If your sight is registrable, that means that your sight is poor enough to be registered as sight impaired, with the old term being partially sighted, or severely sight impaired, the old term being registered blind. By being registered, you automatically get into that scheme of concession, so the local authority knows about you already. But get advice from the advice line. They can tell you exactly where you stand in your own individual circumstances.
Now Fiona, if people would like to get in touch with RNIB, then via the website or the helpline, what are the details?
Okay, so the telephone number for the helpline is 0303 123 9999, or you can email, all lowercase, helpline@rnib.org.uk.
Fiona Powell, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.